Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. There's the godfather of soul, the late, great James Brown.
So good. So good. I got you.
I'm feeling good, too. How about you? I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And be sure to check out my blog. Yesterday I posted Blasingame's Rules of Thumb, Small Business Banking Rules of Thumb. Blasingame's Small Business Banking Rules of Thumb. So check that out if you get a chance. Also, before that, I wrote a piece about golf and Arnold Palmer. If you like golf, I think you'll like that post. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just click on the blog or jimsblog.biz. That'll work too. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things we do there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something for you at our site. Folks, I want to. It's just you and me again, and this is a different topic from the last segment. I want to talk about. I want to talk about worms, yeah, viruses and computer worms, things like that. These, they call them malware, malicious software, and malware, and there's something ominous coming at you tomorrow, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Apparently, this conficker worm, C-O-N-F-I-C-K-E-R, conficker worm, in the past, it came out in the past, it created a lot of havoc. A couple of million computers were infected. That's probably a conservative number. The conficker worm, in the past, required you to do something, to execute something, to actually click on it or do something. You had to open up an email and open up do what the email requested that you do. Maybe it was a phishing thing or whatever, where you were encouraged to go somewhere and take a survey and get some chocolate or a gift certificate or whatever. And a lot of people did that. Well, the bad guys who create these things, and it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, by the way. I did something on this with IBM a couple of years ago. I did a national tour with them talking about these things. This is a multi-billion, like $65 billion, maybe more than that by now, multi-billions of dollars of an industry where they profit from this. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But this conficker worm, this time, when it goes out April 1st, tomorrow, if you haven't already got your patches ready, if you're targeted, and it's only for Microsoft, obviously Microsoft Windows, either XP or Vista, if you don't have your updates from one of your security providers, internet security providers, and your Windows updates, then it can get in. Apparently this time it actually doesn't need you to do anything once it gets in. It just comes in and, as one writer said, closes the door behind it. And once it gets in, you will not be able to then go after the fact and go get the update, go get the patch. So here are some things you need to make sure you do. Make sure that you've done what you can to protect your system from viruses by having the latest, not only either AVG, Microsoft OneCare, Symantec, McAfee, F-Secure, Avast, or whatever you've got. I use Norton this time. I've used them all before. Make sure that you don't not only have that, but that you're up to date. And make sure that your Windows patches, your Windows security systems are up to date. The latest Windows security updates are up to date. Whenever you go in and find, if you don't know how to do this, ask somebody to help you. Go in and find the button that says always update automatically for all of your security system, whether it's Microsoft or Windows or updates, or whether it's the security system. Say yes to automatic updates. And so in the middle of the night, perhaps, if your computer's on, if there's an update, I mean, things could go to heck in a handbasket overnight with these guys, with these malware guys. I mean, they're bad guys. And so make sure you update your software and your Windows securities. But here's another thing. Here's something that I've done recently. You can order... Or go to, maybe, I don't know, maybe one of the computer stores will have it. It's a little device called a cloning device. Now, I don't have it, I don't have mine in front of me, but I've forgotten exactly what mine's called. But it's called a hardware cloning device. And nothing could be easier to do, ladies and gentlemen. You buy a hard drive that's compatible with your computer. There are two kinds. Get the one that's compatible with your computer. And this hooks up by USB. It's a little bitty, teeny, tiny box that you buy another hard drive that's compatible. You put it in this device. You plug it in. It's easy as it can be. You turn it on. You plug it into your USB port of your computer. And you have to put the CD in to get the software and everything. And it clones your hard drive without the worm. It clones your hard drive. And I'm talking about your programs, your passwords, whatever your other hard drive on your computer does right now, this new hard drive will do. It clones it. So that's a really good. Of course, you want to back it up all the other ways you can back it up. But I like having this clone. I like having this thing, this extra hard drive sitting there. And they're not expensive. A hard drive like we're talking about, it costs you anywhere from $60 to $100. The equipment, I've forgotten what the converter, the cloner costs. Not much money, but it's worth the thing. Whatever you got to do today, folks, be sure you're ready. This configure worm is coming at you, at us. Make sure it doesn't catch you. I'll take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Joe Muse. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.